WUSA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Sadie Marie Holt of New Bern, North Carolina, did not evacuate despite warnings to do so. She tells WTVD she also didn't expect to have to be rescued by boat.
I stayed because we didn't anticipate it to be as bad as it was.
Forecasters say although Florence is a tropical storm, the threats from that storm have not diminished. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina's mayor, says the storm has turned into a waiting game.
This is one storm that we have had to really be patient through, patient and waiting for it to come. And now it is just stalling over us and patient for the aftermath of it.
At least five people, including a mother and her infant, have died in North Carolina as Tropical Storm Florence slowly moves across South Carolina. Storm surges, punishing winds, and rain are turning some towns into rushing rivers, and the storm is expected to crawl over parts of the Carolinas into the weekend, pounding some of the same areas over and over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort, has flipped, pleading guilty in the Mueller probe and agreeing to cooperate fully with prosecutors. Manafort is the highest-ranking former Trump official to plead guilty and was involved in the infamous 2016 Trump Tower meeting with Russians. Attorney Maya Wiley tells MSNBC it was a complete fold.
He didn't agree to give Manafort a cooperation agreement unless he had heard sufficiently enough from Manafort to make it worth his while.
The guilty plea allows Manafort to avoid a second trial that could have exposed him to more time in prison. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his predecessor, John Kerry, is meeting with Iranian diplomats to discuss the nuclear deal. It's undermining U.S. foreign policy.
This is a former Secretary of State engaged with the world's largest state sponsor of terror. And according to him, you have to take my word for it, these are his answers, he was talking to them. He was telling them to wait out this administration. You can't find precedent for this in U.S. history.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The mayor of Lawrence, Massachusetts, is critical of Utility Columbia Gas's handling of the natural gas explosion in his and two other communities north of Boston. Mayor Dan Rivera says Columbia's communications with local authorities have been poor and the company's hiding from the problem.
First, evacuate everyone. Are you sure? Yes. Are you sure evacuate everyone south of the river? Yes. In Andover, yes, evacuate everyone. So we did it. The second thing they asked us to do was to shut off the power. Are you sure? Shut off the power. Yes, shut off the power. We're not going to shut off the power. Then we're going to shut off the... Finally, we shut off the power. Those are the last two coherent pieces of information we got from Columbia Gas.
The mayor says his fire and police chiefs have also not gotten any answers from the company. Thursday's blasts are being blamed for more than 60 fires, a death, and about 25 injuries. Governor Charlie Baker backed Rivera and said he was declaring a state of emergency so the state could take over recovery efforts. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh Friday denied allegations made by a woman who reportedly said that he'd held her down at a party when they were in high school in the 1980s and tried to force himself on her. According to a report Friday in the New Yorker by Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer, the woman, who was asked not to be identified, described the incident in a letter that was sent to the offices of two California Democrats. The woman claimed, according to the New Yorker, that Kavanaugh and one of his classmates had been drinking and turned up the music in the room they were in to drown out the sound of the woman's protests, and that Kavanaugh covered her mouth with his hand. More than five dozen women came forward Friday to defend Kavanaugh against the allegation, calling President Trump's pick for the high court a good person. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.